Any problem that you run into in this business, or really in most things in life, there's generally a solution. There's generally a way around it. And isolating that issue and saying, okay, what are some potential ways that I can solve this problem? And I think a lot of us get sort of overwhelmed and think, oh, I can't do it. You know, how am I going to do this or whatever? And they always say in real estate, like, it all starts with the deal. When you have a deal, you can figure out everything else.
Welcome to Turning Profit, a podcast for people that love real estate. Learn the business models and skills that professional real estate investors use to make money and build wealth. Visit turningprofit.com for a wealth of investor resources. And now, here are your hosts, Pete and Heather Reese.
Welcome to the Turning Profit podcast. It's so great to be here once again. Today, I have a very special guest. Her name is Brooke Bergman. And Brooke and I have been in the middle of a kind of a larger land deal through the Partner with Pete program. So I figured it would be a great opportunity to get her on the podcast so we can talk about her background in land investing and her journey in land investing. And then we'll also break down the deal a little bit that we've got going on. Basically, we're about halfway through the deal, meaning it was a portfolio of properties, and we're about halfway sold through those properties and into the profit territory, which is fun. So meaning everyone is actually getting those profit checks, those distributions, which is nice. Let's go ahead and start by, you know, if you could just kind of tell us a little bit about yourself, Brooke, and we'll get going from there.
Okay. Yep. My name is Brooke. Super happy to be here. By day, I work as a clinical pharmacist with the VA. By night, I'm a land investor. So I get kind of the best of both worlds. I get to do my passion for healthcare and then my side passion for real estate. And my family and I are in the land business together. So it's been a unique opportunity because it has brought us closer together for sure. We talk every day pretty much, and just we always talked routinely before, but it's just, you know, something else to kind of bond us all together. And we work pretty well together. So that's kind of my background in a nutshell.
Okay. So you say your family is involved with you. Specifically, what family members are involved?
My brother, Trey, is our phone guy. So when we have sellers who are calling in, he's the guy who's talking to them, negotiating the deal, getting us across that finish line. And then my mom is an accountant by trade. So she does all of our finances and helps guide us, make sure we're not messing anything up on that side. And my dad is a risk analysis guy. So he's an engineer by trade, but he also can look at everything and say, this is definitely worth a risk. This is maybe not worth a risk. And he's just got a uniquely good eye for stuff like that. And then we all kind of come together. I work on more of the data side as much as I can. You know, that's an ever-growing learning process. But Trey is a Harley Davidson salesman. So he just has that sales background and is just very, very good at it.
Very good with people, right?
Yes. Yeah. Everybody is his best friend.
That's great. So who's the boss? So what happens when there's disagreements and who makes that final say?
I think everybody tends to come to me, which is maybe not my favorite role, but I think I have my hands a little bit in all of the pots, just kind of helping guide everything through. So I have become the de facto boss of sorts.
Very cool. So whose idea was it to get into the land business?
It was mine. I think a lot of people's stories started similar, but you know, in COVID, you have nothing to do. And so I just started listening to real estate podcasts because I was like, well, I'm going to learn something. And so I just got down that rabbit hole, and then I got just really passionate about like, hey, this is a great idea. So I talked to everybody about it, and we thought, well, let's do it together because we are going to be most successful pooling all of our resources and our brains together. And so that's kind of where we've gone.
Yeah, very cool. So how has it been working out for you so far?
It's been slow because we've been trying to bootstrap it for sure. We've learned an enormous amount. It's, you know, when you first start, you think, oh, it's just land. It's no big deal. Just, I got this. And then you realize all the due diligence that you have to do and, you know, following through on everything. And, it's a fun journey. I enjoy learning new skills and new things and conquering those things. So it's been working out pretty good. We found a pretty good deal here. So I'd say it's working good.
Well, it all starts with the deal, doesn't it? Like if you got a good deal, then things work out pretty smoothly. Yeah, it's interesting. When you got started, did you purchase a training program or anything like that from any of the providers out there?
Yeah, we used Travis King's program and that was fantastic. He guides you right through how to do the searches, how to do the due diligence. He was answering a ton of questions for us and that was a great program to use for sure.
Yeah, very good. So it gave you a really good fundamental understanding of how the business works and that type of thing. I know most investors, they do actually start with a formal training program from somewhere and there's a lot of, good programs out there and everything like that. It's tough to kind of do that without going with one of those formal training, in my opinion, just because there's just some gaps, there's some gaps in the information. And sometimes that information is even out there, but you need to have a little bit of a community or a feedback loop in order to kind of work through some of these things. Like I had things in my head, when I was starting out that I would think about it. I wonder how you do that. And then through the community and stuff like that, you can figure out some of those things or ask a question if you need to and stuff. So,
hey everyone, just a quick reminder that you can join our community for free at landconquest.com. Inside, you'll get all the resources, training, and support for building a thriving land flipping business. Once again, that's landconquest.com. All right, enjoy the rest of the show.
Yeah, and you don't know what you don't know until somebody points it out to you.
And I think it's interesting you brought up the fact that you learned a lot, the due diligence side of things is one of those aspects that I certainly didn't anticipate when I was getting into the business. I figured it was pretty straightforward with land, and it is in a way, more straightforward than some other forms of real estate. But the due diligence side is really kind of what separates just a beginning investor from a professional investor, because it only takes getting burned on one property to understand there are some things that can come up and kind of bite you if you don't really pay attention to them. So having kind of an in-depth due diligence process in place is really important in order to kind of maximize this business and also decrease some of the risks that are involved as well. You're full-time at your W-2 day job?
I am, yeah.
Are you planning for a future where you're going to do the land business full time?
I think I'll probably wait until I retire. I have a really cool job that I really enjoy. I get to help people with their, diabetes and blood pressure. And it's just a uniquely satisfying experience to help get them where they need to be. But we would over time like to move my brother into being full time. So he, phase me maybe out a little bit and phase him in more so. And then my parents are pretty close to retirement, so I'll be the only one working a W-2 at some point.
Do you have a family yourself?
I don't. No, my boyfriend is in the Marine Corps, so I'm a little bit back and forth. But yeah, we're in Syracuse right now.
That's where your home base is, Florida, huh?
Yes.
You guys focus mostly on Florida properties?
We have so far. We've started mailing into Tennessee. So my parents live in Northern Alabama. So, we love Tennessee just personally as a family. So we're very interested in maybe finding some properties to turn around up there.
Yeah. And that kind of, you kind of touched on one of my other questions is how do you generate your leads? And it sounds like you do mailing.
We do mailing. Yeah. We were looking to start texting and then everything happened I don't really even know what all happened, but I just know texting is out. Cold calls, you just have to use something to help you with the do not call list. And that was truthfully a little intimidating to me. So I thought mailing is the best way to find quality leads. That's what we're most interested in doing. So that's what we are doing.
I mean, that's been my experience as well. I mean, we also do some pay-per-click advertising as well, which is basically advertising on the internet, sell my land for cash. When people type in Google, sell my land for cash or whatever, then we pop up as one of the options there. That actually works, but that's one of those things where you can't target the property types. You're getting random types of properties all over the country, and many of them are not in our buy box because they're kind of
too small. That's generally what we found. So, but mailing does allow us to really target those types of properties that we want. We can get laser focused on the types of properties we want. We can also filter a lot of things to kind of try to find those sellers that are most likely willing to sell. So it's not just about the property type. We can also do some things to try to build a list of sellers with a higher likelihood of, you know, maybe responding to one of our offers. I'm with you on the mail stuff. It's been a tried and true thing for us since we got going. And, you know, I don't see that ending anytime soon. But, you know, but if things do change, you know, I'm always willing to adapt. So,
yes.
And that's
yeah,
the thing
me too.
You also mentioned about the texting as well. Like, I was actually about ready to go down that road as well, because I've heard of a lot of investors really having a lot of success with it. Then I really started to think about it, and I saw the writing on the wall that, like, hey, these changes are coming with all the regulations and text messaging. You know, just from an anecdotal point of view, like when I get a text message about random things, just unsolicited or whatever, it's never going to, you know, I never engage with them at all. I just do like report and block, you know. So I think over time, I think people are just getting kind of fed up with that, and they made the regulations a lot tighter on that. So it's just one of those things that I'm sure it still works to a degree, but it doesn't work like it used to. So we got kind of connected through the Partner with Pete program, which is our funding program. Basically, investors bring deals to the program and we agree to fund them, meaning we will purchase the property and we'll do actually everything else as part of the process as well. We'll do the due diligence, we'll handle the transaction on the buy side, transaction on the resale side, the marketing, all that kind of stuff. And then when it's all said and done, then we split the profits 50-50. So that's kind of the Partner with Pete program. So how did you find the program?
Through your podcast, actually. So I still listen to so many podcasts every week because I learned so much, you know, just listening. And I found your podcast and just started listening. And I thought, wow, this is a really unique opportunity because most people don't do the 50-50 split, do everything. And so I thought, not only is this a great opportunity, but I'll learn a lot through the process. And I definitely have. But yeah, basically, I found you through your podcast.
We try to separate ourselves in that. Like, I've got kind of a large team and everyone has their kind of specialty on our team. So it really allows me to kind of leverage the team and kind of everything that we've built up from our own land investing, but also kind of benefit on the investor partners that we're working with as well. So we try to make it a win-win. That's kind of the genesis of the program. And so far, it's been very, very well received. We've already paid out over $1 million in partner commissions and everything like that in just about a year. And our deal that we've got going on right now is a pretty unique one, but it's the kind of deal I like for sure. This one in particular, you know, just kind of the basics of the deal, it was actually 13 lots. Well, actually 14 lots. One of them is kind of doesn't have much value to it.
Unusable.
So
yeah.
Yeah. Unusable. Yeah. So I consider it 13 lots basically. And you found this deal, I assume through direct mail, correct?
I have to say, it's one of those things, you know, where you make mistakes and you just learn through the mistakes.
Are you looking to scale your land flipping business quickly? Well, we're happy to present our new cutting edge system built specifically for land flippers. Take a look at the Land Conquest business system today and you'll gain full access to a customizable pre-made website, CRM, dedicated phone numbers, text automations, 24/7 support, and more. It's basically a business in the box. Go to software.landconquest.com to learn more.
I didn't realize you shouldn't be mailing commercial and residential in the same mailing because it kind of messes up, you know, the average. But, you know, you live and you learn, and I did anyway. And this guy called back. And yeah, it was just through a mailer.
So this is about, you know, each of the lots is roughly about an acre, something like that. And these are actually commercial lots. And it's in an area where it's definitely in the path of progress. And it's cool because when you look at the satellite images, you can clearly see, okay, it's just a matter of time until this area right here is developed. So to me, it kind of made sense from that point of view. The price was right. I think for all 13 lots, it was $261,000. And then we also did some lot clearing, some brush clearing on the lots to kind of make them more appealing for the end buyer. That was about $20,000, something like that, for that cost. So all in with closing costs and everything, maybe around 290 or something like that. And then, you know, divide by 13 lots, that meant like a cost basis of, roughly 22,000 a lot, something like that. And, you know, our projection was that we could resell these lots anywhere from 65,000 to 75,000, somewhere in that range, maybe slightly higher or maybe slightly lower if things didn't go quite as planned. But so far, we've been able to achieve that. Out of the 13 lots, I believe we sold 7 so far.
I think 6.
We've got, we're about halfway through them almost. And then we've got the other half to resell. The cool thing is that we are already into the profit territory, meaning we've passed that kind of line where it's break even on like what we put into it and everything like that. And now we're at the kind of fun stage where everyone is getting the profit distributions. And after the last sale, I believe you got a wire for like 61,000, right?
Yeah, we did. That's so great.
Yeah, that's the fun part. That's the fun part. And the really cool part is we've got those other lots. And when they sell, they will be just profit that we get to split between us. So
the cool thing is now we've kind of established the average price per acre for future buyers too. So we know what they're worth and what we can sell them for. So that's a kind of a cool factor as well.
Yeah, the market is set, you know, like you can clearly see that. And it seems like that a lot of these buyers are going to be, you know, building something for, you know, some type of business there. And you know, as those things start happening, then generally the rest of the properties in that area will become more desirable as well. So kind of exciting to see it happen that way. So, you know, hopefully we can, you know, this we can each clear a good amount of profit on these properties, and this will end up being a great deal.
I have to say I was very surprised that it was already profitable. I thought it would maybe take a little bit more before we start to see the profit. So that it's been a really cool experience for sure.
I love these kind of portfolio type deals or minor subdivision type deals where you could sell off like half of the property and then get your, you know, get back to the break even point, and then you get to the point where it's just all profit. So I kind of like those deals like that, or ones where you buy a package of properties and, you know, once you sell off a couple, it pays for the rest, and the rest are just free and clear, ready to go. And so yeah, I love doing any types of deals like that we find. So hopefully you can find a lot more that we can partner together with.
Absolutely. Yeah. When I was looking at it, I remember we bought 2 lots before I came to you from this guy. And I was just kicking myself that we didn't have the money, you know, to buy all of them. And I remember being out for a walk and just going, I got to figure this out. Like this is a good one. This is like those home runs that everybody talks about. So I put my little proposal together and I sent it your way. And I just knew we at least have to find a way to double our profit. And I think we'll beat that. I hope at least.
And I remember the package that you sent over to me because it was very thorough. Like you did all the research already. Like you
I'm very A-type. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I loved it because it you know, because that takes a while to put together from my perspective. And a lot of it is just question marks until I find out like the specific information. So the fact that you were able to present all that from the get-go kind of answered those questions that I would have had anyhow from the start. And so it made it easier for me to say, okay, this appears to definitely be a deal, and we should make this happen. From my perspective, it was great too, because this is a deal that, you know, obviously I didn't have on my radar or anything like that. So it wouldn't have happened without you bringing the deal to the table and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's a real win-win for both sides. And that's why I love kind of doing these deals like this. It's kind of fun for me because my team prepares all the distribution instructions and everything like that. And I saw the one come over the other day where I saw that you were getting, you know, $61,000. I'm like, oh, this is amazing, you know? So hopefully they, you know, Brooke views this as a good partnership here. And
oh, absolutely. And I have to give your team a huge shout out. They have been wonderful through the whole process. Between Lori, Christine, I mean, they stay in touch. They are so kind and caring. And Christine even checked in on me after Hurricane Milton. And yeah, you have an amazing team over there.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm striving hard to build a great team, and I really appreciate them a lot too, because they make me look better than I actually am. So
they're great at touch points and making sure. Yeah,
you know, there's only so much time in a day, and I'd love to be able to do everything myself, but it's certainly not possible. Thankfully, I found some amazing people, that are, a part of our team that are, just great to deal with in every way. So I'm glad to hear that from your perspective as well. As far as this deal goes, maybe you could share kind of, from your perspective, like how it went. I mean, obviously, when you submitted the deal to us and I said, hey, sure, we can do this deal, what happened from there?
Yeah, I was, number one, very excited. We did one residential lot, but then the lots with this one particular seller, this has been only my second culmination of a deal. So this is a great second deal, I gotta say. But, I was very excited. But then I knew, I was like, I have to make sure that I do all my part, my end, make sure that I don't drop the ball at all. But your team was fantastic. They helped, guide me through every step. We have this we need you to sign. We have this we need to do. This is going to be our close date. This is what we're looking at. And then you guys cleared the lot or got pictures, put it up with the realtor. They kept me updated every step of the way, so I could go into, Zillow or wherever they had it housed and look at it and see. And it's just been a cool process so far. Yeah.
Do you have a great deal under contract? Well, submit it to partnerwithpete.com. The Partner with Pete program is a deal funding program where we will actually use our funds to complete the purchase of the property. We will do every other step of the process, including the due diligence, the transaction side, the marketing side, and the transaction on the resale side. And when all the dust settles, we will split the profits 50-50. There is no downside for you as an investor, only upside. So once again, go to partnerwithpete.com, submit your deal there, and let's get it funded.
Very good. So do you feel like you've actually maybe gained a little bit of confidence, kind of seeing, the deal go through all these steps and everything?
I didn't negotiate well enough, we kind of gave in at a higher price than we should have. And so I thought, is this really, sustainable? Is this something that is really possible in the long term? And then this deal came along and I thought, okay, now I feel like I have the proof of concept that I need. Now I know that this is something you just have to keep going. And like everybody says, the only way to fail at this business is to just stop. So that's like the one thing I refuse to do is stop. I'm just going to keep pushing through. Yeah.
Well, I love the fact that you said that you were out on a walk and you're like, I got to make this happen. There's got to be a way to make this happen, because it's so true. Like any problem that you run into in this business, or really in most things in life that are somewhat controllable, I mean, like there's generally a solution. There's generally a way around it. And isolating that issue and saying, okay, what are some potential ways that I can solve this problem? And I think a lot of us get sort of overwhelmed and think, oh, I can't do it. Like, I can't do it. How am I going to do this or whatever? But I love the fact that you thought, I'm going to figure out a way to make this happen. And you figured out a way, right? Like you knew it was a deal. And they always say in real estate, like it all starts with the deal. When you have a deal, you can figure out everything else. And you had the deal. And you just had to figure out how to put it all together, right?
Yeah, we kept sending it back and forth between all four of us and the family. And we would edit it and then send it to somebody else and they would edit it. And then we by the time it came to you, we have got the mini edits.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, it was very professional. I loved it. It was very easy for me to like look at it and realize that it was a deal. That's great. I'm glad you did that because I'm glad I didn't pass up on this deal. So,
me too.
maybe we'll do an update after all of these lots sell and we can kind of break down the numbers and specifically, what are your kind of plans for the future of your land business? Are you going to like really grow it and kind of get to a certain number of deals per year, or you have any sort of things that you're kind of looking at as a North Star?
I think we're still trying to figure that out, but yes, like I want to try to figure out how to maybe grow the business, maybe take us out of it a little bit, so that we can start rolling a little bit faster. Because right now, it's my brother and I, we work either early in the morning before our jobs or late at night, And so that's when we're scrubbing our list and he's calling people back. So yeah, I mean, the hope is that we can maybe get like a virtual assistant or something like that to help us so that we can mail a bit faster. Cause that's kind of our bottleneck at the moment is just how fast we can scrub the list. And then, you know, maybe in time getting an acquisitions manager or something like that, where I don't know that we're big enough just yet after just two deals. But yeah, I think we would at least like to start seeing, you know, 6 to 12 deals a year as like a starting point and then kind of just keep rolling the ball from there.
I think list scrubbing is one of those things that you can easily hire an assistant for, you know, an overseas assistant for. And it, you know, depending on how much time you need or whatever, that the cost won't be too bad. And it's just one of those things where you just kind of lay out all the steps and, you know, find someone that's good with numbers and spreadsheets and everything. And there are a lot of good people out there that are used to dealing with that. And I think you'll find that that bottleneck is a pretty easy one to overcome. That's great to hear. And, you know, the fact that you're thinking about like growing the team and getting yourself, you know, like out of doing every single thing, little thing yourself, you know, the whole family, you know, like, so there's a lot of tasks that can be kind of like some of the tedious time consuming ones or the ones I would focus on first. And that's the ones I got rid of first. And also the acquisition stuff, talking to the sellers and everything like that. It's hard to keep up and get everything else done if you're constantly running around doing that stuff. Sounds like your brother's really good at that. So maybe that's not something you found out quickly, but it's pretty impressive what you've done here so far, Brooke. So I'd love to kind of follow your progress. And like I said, maybe we can do a little update episode when we finish this deal completely. But did you have any parting words for everyone?
This is a great program to use. So if anybody out there has a deal that they know to be good, submitted through the Partner with Pete program, because it has been very easy and I've learned a lot through the process. But yeah, no, this has just been a really cool experience. So I just want to say thank you to you.
Well, thank you, Brooke. I appreciate everything and that endorsement there. And if you are interested in the program, simply go to partnerwithpete.com. There's a form you fill out on there and then the deal gets to me and my team. We evaluate it, and if it's a deal, then we let you know and hopefully move forward and actually get some profit at the end of the day, like what we did with Brooke. So thanks for watching or listening or however you consume this content, and thanks for everything, Brooke.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, see you later.
Ready to start turning profit yourself? Head to turningprofit.com to step up your real estate investing game. See you on the next episode.